If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Why we all need good men in our lives. Hey guys, today's the day, the last day to register for the Understanding Your Child's Behavior mini course. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/sign up. We officially start tomorrow, June 17th. For 7 days. Can't wait to see you on the inside. Again, head on over to momisincontrol.com/sign up for the Understanding Your Child's Behavior mini course. Hey ladies, I'm back. And today, this podcast is all about celebrating men. And I'm not going to lie, I had a lot of resistance, and I had to dig deep for inspiration on this one. I've had my mixed share of complicated relationships with men, my father, my husband's father, and my own husband. But here's the truth. We need men in our lives. Our children need men in our lives. There is so much goodness. There is so much men can teach children. And what I wanted to talk about today was a personal story of a colleague of mine who put me in my place. And I'm sure you can, some of you at least, can resonate with my story. I came into parenthood single. And I was single for almost 2 years when I met my husband, my now husband. And my perception of fatherhood at that point was very negative. And I thought, women have to do it all, right? Independent woman. But that's what leads to burnout. That's what leads to misery. That's what leads to chaos. And really, meeting my husband was an opportunity to heal my relationship with men and heal my relationship with what it means to be a fantastic, involved, kick-ass father. And, you know, while I'm trying to, quote-unquote, be the perfect mom, provide for my son, and then, you know, our two boys after, emotionally provide for them and, you know, wanting them to become the best versions of who they are, my friend, my dear friend and colleague, Janet Allison, you can find her online at Boys Alive, and she talks a lot about, you know, the boy brain, the male brain. She said, Heather, it's okay if you and your husband parent differently. The world needs fathers too. You're supposed to parent differently. And for whatever reason, hearing her words, it gave me so much permission that it was okay to be different than my partner. It was okay to parent differently Because think about it. Men and women are very different. Mothers and fathers are very different. We all need some yin and yang in our lives. So today I wanted to make a declaration to all of the fathers that I know, all of the men that listen to the podcast. You matter. You are very, very important. And here's an insider tip from an alpha female, ambitious woman. We will try to control everything. We will try to tell you that we don't need your help. But the truth is that we do. And all we want is for you to show up as your best version. Just show up every day. Don't ask for what we need from you. Just show up and do it. And knowing that your children are watching you, and that is the greatest gift you can ever give to the world. So continuously ask yourself, how do I want to be remembered as a father? What experiences do I want my children to have with me? And be that, do that. And never let life circumstances get in the way. Whether you live with your children or not, send them letters. Show them that you care. Cultivate, create connection. FaceTime, text message, whatever it is, just show you care. Deal with your own shit and know that the world needs fathers. Happy Father's Day.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz, So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the aligned life quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.